KJAN Sports.
Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in sports here on KJAN Sports, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. Starting off with high school basketball last night, few games around the area. In girls play, Hawkeye 10 action, Red Oak beat Arweva 85-36. Western Iowa Conference grizzled over East Mills 43-28. Rolling Valley Conference play, it was Collins Maxwell, a 34-27 win over Peyton Sherdan. And at Pride of Iowa Conference play, it was Nottoway Valley over Southeast Warren, 43-28. Alyssa Davis had 10 points there for Nottoway Valley, and Mount Air was a 73-36 winner over Wayne. In boys basketball, Hawkeye 10 play, trainer top Shenandoah 67-43. Luke Clausen was 17 points in that game. Also, Arweva was a 69-35 winner over Red Oak. In Western Iowa Conference play, East Mills beat Griswold 51-34. Rolling Valley Conference play, Greene County 72-36 over Coon Rapids Baird. And Woodward Academy was a 61-55 winner over Glidden-Ralston. Also in Pride of Iowa Conference play, Nottoway Valley top Southeast Warren 76-34. Tyler Vandewater had 18 points there for the Wolverines in that victory. That's a look at high school basketball from last night. We'll have some hoops on the way for you tonight as well. We'll bring you a Western Iowa Conference doubleheader as Audubon travels to Griswold. Girls game at 6, boys at 7:30 tonight. Also in the college basketball game we had for you on the radio last night, to women's hoops, Megan Gustafson scored 36 points and grabbed 17 rebounds to push Iowa past Michigan State 71-68 in overtime. Gustafson was 14 of 19 from the field and made 8 of 11 from the free throw line. She added 3 blocks on the defensive end in yet another All-American performance. Kathleen Doyle added 11 points and 11 assists for Iowa, who forced overtime on Gustafson's 2 free throws with 8 seconds remaining. In men's college basketball, top-ranked Villanova had no problem picking up their 8th straight win. Michael Bridges pumped in 21 points, and the Wildcats tied a program record with 19 threes in a 98-78 romp over Creighton. Jalen Brunson had 19 points for the 21-1 Wildcats, including a 4-point play during a 22-4 run in the first half. Brunson hit 4 of his 5 3-point attempts, while Bridges, Eric Pascal, and Dante DiVincenzo each made 3. Jock Landale bounced back from his lowest scoring game of the season by scoring 18 of his 26 points in the second half to lead number 13 St. Mary's to a 79-43 smothering of San Francisco. Jonathan Williams scored 14 points and grabbed 12 rebounds as 14th-ranked Gonzaga held off San Diego 69-59. 16th-ranked Wichita State lost for the third time in 5 games by blowing a 12-point first-half lead in an 81-79 overtime setback against Temple. And Washington knocked off number 25 Arizona State 68-64 behind Noah Dickerson's 21 points and 16 rebounds. Tennessee says men's basketball coach Rick Barnes inadvertently committed a minor NCAA violation by paying money out of his own pocket to supplement the salary of assistant coach Desmond Oliver. School officials say Barnes was unaware NCAA rules prohibited him from supplementing an assistant's pay with personal funds. Barnes was told to stop and that the assistant would get a raise. Barnes received rules, education, and got no additional punishment. The Southeastern Conference didn't impose any additional penalty. Cole Croston's pro career began much like his college career, and the former Iowa standout will take part in Super Bowl 52 on Sunday as a reserve lineman for the New England Patriots. Croston walked on at Iowa after high school and eventually became a 2-year starter for the Hawkeyes. He went undrafted last spring before signing as a free agent with the Patriots.
Sure, there's some similarities where you kind of got a chip on your shoulder and, you know, you want to earn a spot. But other than that, I think it's, you know, you're just working hard, trying to earn a spot. One's a job and, you know, one's in college. So, I mean, there's similarities and differences, sure.
Croston feels his ability to play multiple positions helped him earn a roster spot.
They have a saying here, the more you can do. And I think I was able to show that I could play multiple positions, yeah, and I was able to, you know, take things from the classroom onto the field, and they appreciated that.
Croston described himself as a scrawny kid when he began his career at Iowa and has a chance in a couple of days to earn a Super Bowl ring.
You know, it hasn't hit me yet, I would say. I don't know if it will until, you know, after the game and, you know, everything comes crashing down and you're like, wow, that actually just happened. So it would be awesome to walk away with a ring.
In NFL news, Gronk has been cleared for the Super Bowl. New England Patriots tight end Rob Gronkowski has been approved to play in Sunday's game against the Eagles after being cleared from the concussion protocol. Gronkowski participated fully in practice Thursday and said he's ready to go, adding that he never doubted he'd be able to play. He'd been sidelined since taking a helmet-to-helmet hit during the AFC Championship game. Defensive lineman Dietrich Wise also practiced after being cleared from the concussion protocol. Meanwhile, the Eagles practiced without starting defensive tackle Tim Jernigan for the second straight day because of an illness. Coach Doug Peterson said he expects Jernigan to play Sunday, even if he doesn't practice the rest of the week. Injured Steelers linebacker Ryan Shazier has been released from the hospital nearly 2 months after suffering a spinal injury in a victory over Cincinnati. The Pro Bowler underwent spine stabilization on December 6th, and while he was able to travel a bit, including visiting team practices and making appearances at Heinz Field for games, he returned to the hospital each evening. The University of Pittsburgh Medical Center says Shazier will transition to an outpatient therapy program. In baseball news, Major League players are 2-0 in arbitration after pitcher Shelby Miller won his salary arbitration case against Arizona. Miller was awarded a $200,000 raise to $4.9 million after the Diamondbacks argued at Wednesday's hearing that he should be paid the same salary as 2017. 27-year-old right-hander was 2-2 in four starts last year, missing the last 5 months with a partially torn ulnar collateral ligament that required surgery. Indians utility man Michael Martinez has torn an Achilles tendon, an injury that could put his career in jeopardy. The 35-year-old Martinez got hurt while doing agility drills in the Dominican Republic last week. The team says he will be sidelined at least 6 months. The Cubs and outfielder Peter Borges have worked out a minor league deal that includes an invitation to major league camp for spring training. The 30-year-old Borges hit .223 with five homers and 15 RBIs in 100 games last year with Tampa Bay. Major League Baseball says all 30 Major League ballparks will have expanded protective netting that reaches to at least the far ends of each dugout by opening day. The call for more protection came last year after a series of fan injuries. Major League Baseball has offered to drop its proposal for a pitch clock this year and also would go without one in 2019 if the average time of a nine-inning game drops to at least 2 hours, 55 minutes this season. Speaking at the end of the owners' meeting, Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred says owners had authorized him to implement management's proposal from last offseason, which calls for a 20-second pitch clock if an agreement cannot be reached with the Players Association. Bill Haas is the first-round leader at the Phoenix Open after firing a 7-under-64. Haas carded three birdies and an eagle during a five-hole stretch on the back nine. He later birdied numbers 2 and 4 before parring his final five. Ricky Fowler bogeyed the 16th in a 66 that left him tied with Billy Horschel, Bryson DeChambeau, Chris Kirk, and Chesson Headley. A lawyer for Larry Nassar says she has no doubts about the large number of women and girls who say they were sexually assaulted by the Michigan sports doctor. Shannon Smith tells radio station WWJ that she has a very hard time believing that Nassar could have assaulted more than 250 victims. She says it's really unfortunate if some girls step forward only because of all the attention in the last few weeks. A victim of Nassar has accepted a public apology from a police department near Lansing, Michigan, nearly 14 years after officers took a complaint from her but didn't seek criminal charges. Breanne Randall Gay says the remorse by Meriden Township Police eases her pain but does not erase it. And Nassar has been sentenced to 40 to 175 years in prison. He'll return to Eaton County Court on Friday for the second day of another sentencing. And also yesterday, the Iowa High School Athletic Association released their district brackets for classes 1A and 2A boys basketball, and that has all those matchups now set. There will be opening round games, pigtail games played on February 12th in class 1A with tip time set for 7 o'clock. And 1A quarterfinal games will then be played on February the 15th. In class 2A action, the first round games will be played coming up on the 12th, and then the semifinal games will be played on the 15th. And you can see a list of all those area schools that will be playing in those games by checking out this story on our sports page at KJN.com, and you can look at those full brackets as well. In the NBA last night, it was Detroit 104-102 over Memphis, Washington 122-119 over Toronto, Minnesota beat Milwaukee 108-89, Houston was a 102-91 winner over San Antonio, Denver 127-124 over Oklahoma City. In the National Hockey League, Toronto was a 4-0 winner over the New York Rangers, Carolina 2-0 over Montreal, Boston was a 3-1 winner over St. Louis, Florida 4-2 over Buffalo, Ottawa beat Anaheim 2-1 in overtime, New Jersey a 4-3 winner over Philadelphia, Vegas was a 3-2 3-2 winner over Winnipeg in overtime. Nashville beat the Kings 5-0. It was Tampa Bay 7-4 over Calgary. Dallas was a 4-1 winner over Arizona. Colorado a 4-3 winner over Edmonton in overtime. And Vancouver 4-2 over Chicago. That's a look at the latest in sports here on KJN. Sports brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.